Ajahn, I think about sharing the Dhamma with my family. I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on where to start. Has your family taken to the teaching since you've been on the path? Such gratitude. Probably the best place to start is with extreme caution. Enthusiasm that one has may not be shared by others, and they'll either get offended or think you've just got lost it completely. you have to be very, very careful in how you share the Dhamma with your family. But one of the best ways to share Dhamma with family is actually just being able to be with family and not follow one's old habits. That has a huge effect. Because I can't remember where it came from, it was really that thing. You know, it isn't as if just that family pushes your buttons, that they put them there. you have to be careful, and then to not get caught in those. So that in itself is a huge way to share Dhamma with family, is just being present in a way where you're not in contention, you're not complicating things with your family, so that has a really good effect. For me, my family has been quite good with accepting the what I was doing. I mean, it helped. Not seeing them for 16 years. and for me, that was one of the biggest aspects of renunciation, is it? Because I have a very strong, I have a very loving family, I have a very good relationship with my family. And, being in Thailand for all those years and not being able to, that was difficult for me. To really be able to relinquish. That being said, my brother came once when I was a young monk. My parents came to Thailand just as I became the abbot of Wat Nanachat. I was in my ninth year as a monk, so I hadn't seen them for about 10 years. And then I saw them a few years after that. They came to England for the opening of Amaravati, and I was there for as a translator and attendant for a senior monk from Thailand, so they got to meet. And my sister came to Thailand. Let's see, that had been about... it was the year before I went back to Canada, so it had been about 15 years since I'd seen her. And they've all been very accepting, respectful of what I'm doing. The first time I went back to Canada, I was invited to do a 10-day retreat outside of Vancouver. And my sister really wanted to do that retreat, but she'd just been given birth to her daughter, first daughter, first child. I was only 6 weeks old. My parents said, well, we'll come along and help out. So what actually ended up in the retreat was that my parents joined in with all the teachings and meditation. I got my dad was a bell ringer. everybody on the retreat looked after this little baby. It was just passed around from... so that was wonderful, and then and sort of larger family. remember that trip, then I've got, you know, fairly big family on both sides, and you know, lots of aunts and uncles and cousins, and I remember going, oh, different places that we went to, and relatives would gather and want to know how I'm doing, and my parents would instruct them on how to do the meal offering, and so I'd go and I got my aunts and uncles, and my grandfather and cousins, and they're putting food in my bowl at the meal offering, and then I'd go and sit down, and then I'd give a little instruction or talk, and then I'd give the blessing. I think that's atypical, but I've been very fortunate and blessed with my family. I remember one time I traveled to Canada with Ajahn Jayasaro, and I'd been back to Canada several times by that time, and I was passing through Winnipeg, and we've got a lot of relatives there as well. And some of them came, and some old friends came and listened. I was invited to give a talk, and after the trip, we were back in Thailand. And people were asking how the trip was, and talking to the community of monks there. And I said, wow, it was really... gave a talk in Winnipeg, which was desolate. When I was spiritually desolate when I was there, going to university, and said, you know, people were... There was a lot of people like this. This came to listen to the talk, and then Ajahn Jayasaro said, yeah, but half of them were his relatives and friends.